as Peter alluded to, a very simple task. Make of it what you will. It's for yours. It's for you to do what you wish and to make it work. There was no guidance from government at that time. It was pulling together and to bring three parts of three councils with all different agendas together. He had no easy task. I remember, it's strange, his last meeting we were talking about governance, because we had many, many meetings about that, but George always had been. He was absolutely supportive and drove it through, and I don't think we'd be where we are today if George hadn't made that happen. So I
suggest a round of applause to George, to the Peters, and David Birch, and the others who are leaving. So, and for their service, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I think that brings the board meeting to an end, unless there are any other items of business. Joan?
Go on that item 9, there's something I just wanted to ask, but I didn't want to interrupt. Just looking up there, I see that in Success Essex, there aren't any female members to the board, which is quite disappointing.
I'd like to comment.
I'm not sure if that will, how that will we actually...
No, that's good. We have to hit the numbers.
Five places on 10, and actually, we're actually looking at biasing it towards women to have three women and two men.
So I can comment on that. It is a problem, and I'd welcome any advice. So we have two spaces. I'm a new chair, and we decided it would be good as a new person to this forum for me to participate. But I lack experience, and David has that experience. I happen to be disabled. I'm registered as a blind person. We've got a difficult decision, and none of the two ladies in the Federated Board particularly want to participate. Yeah. So we have a difficult decision of whether we step down the person who's most expert, step down the disabled chair, and press gang a lady who doesn't want to do it. Mm.
I think the answer, we have to, I mean, Joe's right, we have to hit our numbers. We absolutely have to. And if we, and we do need to have, from Success Essex, we do need to have, we have gender balance nomination. We have to do that. Because if we don't do that, if we do not meet the gender balance targets by the end of February, we will not get the imprimatur from government, and we will not get funding. So we simply, I mean, I'm looking at Success Essex. Success Essex. They have to hit that number. We have to have a balanced nomination from, and if necessary, we'll have to take steps to, the steps might be not to register you until you can be gender balanced, because we have to hit that that gender balance. And I take your point about, I've raised this with government many times, about there are many forms of diversity, there are many forms of widening participation, and disability, sexual orientation, racial orientation, and gender are all part of the mix. To focus on one thing, which the government are, is, in my view, misguided. Nevertheless, that's what they're doing. And so we have been told very clearly that if we don't hit that particular number, we will not get the money. So we have to do it.
I'm quite happy to have a talk with you on what we've done in Kent.
Yes. And maybe if I can speak to or be helpful, Miles, in trying to persuade women on your board to put their names forward, I have to do it. We have to get there. We simply cannot... not hit that number.
No, I understand. Part of the issue is perhaps the, because it's a new board, the selection of board members in the first place.
Right.
It's not clear to me that either the two ladies are necessarily either willing or well positioned to add the value to Senate that's required. If it's a must, then
it is most likely
I'll step down, because I think the experience is important.
I mean, well,
we have to, well, one way or another, is
it was very clear at the meeting on Monday that my appointment was, both from my perspective and the board's perspective, very short term.
It has to be sorted out, really, by the 28th of February, because that's the date on which we're registered. We have to, and the reason we have to do it, the reason the pressure is being put on the business reps is because I have to say the local authority reps. I understand they're democratically elected, and there's nothing we can do about that. But they are all male, and that puts us under enormous pressure for the balance of the board, unfairly. But that's just the way it is. And so, but we are going to hit that number. We have to. Okay. Sorry, George.
Just reporting back on the, any other business. We were invited as the LEP to make representations in the hearings prior to the Stansted Airport planning application. I registered to represent the of the LEP at that hearing. Unfortunately, I was not called. I have lodged a fairly strong protest with Uttlesford District Council and questioned the validity of their exercise and indeed whether it was deliberate or not. I'm sure it was not deliberate, but that it was an IT glitch that prevented me from speaking. So we are waiting. We are waiting to hear further news about what the IT glitch was. I believe, Adam.
We are, and it is helpful for us to issue a.
I would certainly. If you're asking the public to attend for or indeed against the application, then it's got to be a level playing field.
Awesome.